Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Tram We Back. That is courtesy of Chance the Rapper. Good ass intro from Acid Rap is, I believe, what my brain was quoting when it spit it back out at me. Love Acid Rap. I haven't listened to that in a long time, but Acid Rap was a great time. What a mixtape. Yep. Trend We Back. Brian, I am Jack. That is super producer Brian Jeffrey.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Brian, the editor.
And this is a character he will be playing.
Yes, I am now. Hold on, Jack. Hold on. Can I finish?
Oh yeah.
I am rebranding myself as Brian, the editor. Okay, I will only respond.
Damn. That's serious energy right there. Yeah. The serious branding energy.
Yeah, hey, it's 2024, okay?
It's 2024, folks. I don't like it. I'd like to return it for 2021, please, or just anything. Just 1989. Could I get a 1989 in exchange for this 2024?
I'm feeling like a 2006, maybe. Because you still got enough of the internet.
Yeah.
You can still pirate movies. It just takes a lot longer.
Not me. I wouldn't steal a car and I wouldn't steal a movie. what a time to be alive, folks. 2024 can only get better from here, right? I mean, it can't be worse. Remember when that was the thing that we all thought?
Honestly, Jack, I didn't think I would live this long. So I'm just, I'm just glad to be here, guys.
Hey. Me too. I'm glad to be here for the Epstein document drops. So as anyone who's come within 10 feet of an electronic device this week is probably aware, hundreds of pages of legal documents pertaining to Jeffrey Epstein were unsealed, resulting in an online frenzy that caused the court website hosting the docs to crash within minutes.
Which may I add, if you've ever been on a government website, that's really not much of a statement. Continue.
Yeah, they crash all the time. They not great. So people were expecting some bombshells about high profile associates, but it was a lot of stuff that I think we already knew. People seemed surprised that Stephen Hawking was on there, but I'm pretty sure I knew that already. That he was like a known associate of Epstein, and there's definitely been some stories about Stephen Hawking being a little bit of a creep perv in the past. So you're not going to believe this one. Bill Clinton was mentioned over 50 times, but not accused of any crimes, although the documents do reference one of Epstein's accusers alleged that Epstein once remarked that Clinton likes him young, which doesn't sound good, would make sense given what we know about him being president to most famously have had an affair with a fucking relative child in the Oval Office. Donald Trump also mentioned, but it's not like it's just the most damning story involves Epstein suggesting that they call up Trump during a stop in Atlantic City. So Trump supporters are like, we won, baby. He wasn't in there that much, which is, I mean, kind of. I see where they're coming from. It's not, it's a little weird that they're considering this a win since the victim, the alleged victim in this case, whose lawsuit led to all of these documents in the first place, was literally recruited for Epstein while working as a 15-year-old towel girl at Mar-a-Lago. So he's not unimplicated, I would say.
I just wonder, my whole thing with this is how long are they going to wheel out these little drips and drabs? Because it feels like a distraction at this point. Anytime they wheel out a batch of shit you already knew.
Yeah.
More or less. And just sort of, they're just throwing out names like all bunched together. Some of these people are sex predators. Some of these people are just people that he knew because he knew a lot of people. That was kind of his job.
Yeah.
So it's frustrating to see this just wheeled out anytime they need a fucking headline, or I don't know what the purpose is, because they're not going to do anything about this. They've had ample time to prosecute anybody who's implicated in this, and they haven't. So what is the purpose of this is my question.
There's a lot of document. I believe that at least part of his strategy for accruing power in the world was blackmailing people, powerful people.
Yeah.
And I think there's probably, I wouldn't be shocked if there is eventually something there. And there is new details that I wasn't aware of. He offered a cash reward to prove that Stephen Hawking wasn't at an underage orgy, as one lawsuit alleged,
here's my issue, is that it seems to amount to more documentaries and people sort of profiting off of it than actual action. There's been ample time. There's been enough time for a slew of documentaries to come out, but no cases.
Right.
It's just salacious. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
It's just salacious.
I will say I'm not above it. It's got my ass. David Copperfield did magic tricks at a dinner party with Epstein and was asking people. Did you observe David Copperfield to be a friend of Jeffrey Epstein's? Macaulay asked, to which the alleged victim said yes. Did Copperfield ever discuss Jeffrey's involvement with young girls with you? The lawyer then asked. He questioned me if I was aware that girls were getting paid to find other girls, which is suggests that David Copperfield was either very aware of what was going on and still just hanging out, or he was conducting his own magic guy investigation into what was happening.
You never know what those magicians are up to. It could be just
that's true.
It could be just a long con, like something out of The Prestige.
Yes. Dershowitz, though, previously claimed that the documents would prove that he did nothing wrong. He said he wants every last document and piece of paper relating to his pedophile, to the late pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, to be publicly released, asserting that it will prove that he did nothing wrong. The documents very clearly state that he allegedly raped underage girls and was an eyewitness to sexual abuse of many minors by Epstein and several of Epstein's co-conspirators. And in light of this news, Dershowitz defended himself by blaming feminism and Hamas. And that like, not a joke. That's literally, he went on a Fox News show and like was interviewed. And he was like, I understand that all the feminist groups and the radicals who think this is the worst thing in the world that anybody ever had any contact with Jeffrey Epstein. That's not what people are mad about. Where are all those radical feminists when it comes to the Hamas rapes?
Oh, boy.
Killing it. Dershowitz. Dershowitz.
I mean, it just proves, you know, you don't have to be smart to be a lawyer.
Yeah, you have to be smart in one very specific way.
Yeah.
What else happened over the break? Should we just end it there? No, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll go through some other stories that you missed if you had your head buried under a pillow like we did during the break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back. And Donald Trump got kicked off the main ballot, too. I think he had been kicked off the Colorado ballot.
Yep.
Before we took our break, before we took our leave of you, good listener. So also off of Maine, he's challenging that with the Supreme Court. Stands accused of receiving like millions of dollars of payments from foreign governments while he was president, and is probably going to win the presidency. Yeah. As more news piles up, it seems like people who pay attention to this, these sorts of polling things, are like, and yeah, man, he's like they, it's not looking good for Biden. He's probably going to win.
Because that's the thing, right? Any state that would take him off the ballot
was already
It was already a blue state, right?
Yeah, yeah. So that's wild that that's going to happen fairly soon. there's a controversy over Disney Day Drinkers Club, where they're mad that they got rid of a mascot called Benny. The thing from this story that is news to me is just that there's a club of people, of adults, who day drink all day at Epcot in Florida. And they're like, leave our little trash can alone. Leave it where we drink on a trash can.
There's something alarming and sad about that I don't care to articulate or elaborate on, but there's just there's something spooky about that to me.
Yeah. Spookily and very specifically American. A 13-year-old became the first human to beat Tetris recently. An American 13-year-old named Willis Gibson recently beat the original Tetris. There's not like a victory screen where they're like, congratulations, you beat Tetris, but the game is designed to go on forever, but he played until his high score caused the game's memory banks to overload and crash.
It glitches.
I'll give him the win. He beat the game.
Tetris, yeah.
Beat it so hard that like the game didn't even know what to do with itself. So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. I don't want to think about how much time that took, but I am so glad.
Yeah.
For humankind that this was done by a 13-year-old in any time period and not a grown ass man.
Well, you lose your like little fast twitchies as you get older. They were talking about the way that he was doing it. Like there's like a controlling method called like rolling, and like you have to have fingers on like one side, like on both sides of the controller to like get the thing moving fast enough, basically. Because once the things just like start appearing in a split second, like you have no chance to like control any or like think about it. It's just immediate, like the speed with which the message is going from your brain to your fingertips is.
Yeah, you don't have time to like process anything. Yeah, I've seen videos of people like just leaving their body playing Tetris.
Yeah.
But I've never. What's the highest level you made it in Tetris?
Oh, I beat it actually. That's why I was so surprised to see this story, because I beat it myself.
You're just surprised
on my Game Boy.
It took him so long to catch
up. Wow. Yeah, I didn't make a big deal about it, but I'm, you know, as people know, a tremendous gamer.
The Switch God.
Yeah, Switch God, Jack O'Brien. No, I don't remember. I do remember, like, this story gives me anxiety just thinking about what he sees when he closes his eyes at night after doing this, because Tetris is the... Tetris and skiing are the two things, and being on a boat. Those are like the three things that like fuck with my perception so much that hours later, when it was like I was going to sleep, I couldn't adjust. It was just like everything was Tetris in my brain.
You know what's funny is that there's, I think it's called Tetris Connect. There's a new Tetris out, and I play it in VR. And it's like this immersive experience with like music and effects and all this stuff. And it's very relaxing. It's something I like to play late at night before I go to bed. And it's very cool.
Does it fuck you up though in the same way? Did you get that like perceptual like?
Yeah, like when you're locked in, it does something to your brain. Visually, you get like you can still see the blocks.
Yeah, it's like
it's nuts.
Getting like acid flashbacks without the acid.
Yeah.
And very boring. I'm getting flashbacks to when I played Tetris for an hour earlier today. The young man, the child, dedicated the achievement to his dad who died in December, which is very sad. And yeah, it's pretty incredible. I didn't know it was possible.
He's going to get a movie made after him with a story like that.
Story like that. Gotta be true. But yeah, the rolling technique, like we could follow in the movie, we could follow the evolution of the rolling technique invented by Hector Fly Rodriguez, used a similar multi-finger roll to set button mashing records on the track and field arcade game. That's funny. Do you remember that game on Nintendo?
I never played track and field. I remember it, but I was never into the track and field type games or the Olympic games or anything like that.
It was just like tapping a button really fast is all it measured. Anyways, congratulations to Willis Gibson. There was some Wonka Nation at the box office. That was supposed to be a play on Domination, but it didn't really translate. Anyways, Wonka was the top movie. There was some Boppo BO happening. It had like a solid first weekend, but then it, I think, just had legs. It feels Christmassy for in some ways, like it just felt like an appropriate movie to be seeing at Christmas time. I feel like
people love people love whimsy, people love musicals. Oh, yeah. Like
it was like Whimsy the movie seems to be.
I'm
like
not a fan of whimsy, but like people enjoy it.
Yeah,
I can't hate on that.
Well, you're an intellectual. So
fuck off.
Fuck's whimsy gonna do for you? Aquaman. Not so boffo BO. It sank at the box office.
It better late than never.
Why? Oh, yeah, that's because that I was got. Supposed to come out like 3 years ago.
It's something. I don't know. It was supposed to come out when people still gave a shit about Aquaman. There was a brief moment that they had there, and I guess the pandemic fucked that up.
Yeah. The Color Purple did really well. Had like
a musical
Christmas opening since 2009. Yeah, this is, I wonder if they're going to start admitting that movies are musicals in the ads now that two musicals have done well. Because as we discussed, like the Color Purple trailer, like kind of, I think there were some that admitted they were musicals, but like the main one that they put before other movies that I saw where they were just like, this is just a different movie called The Color Purple, or Mean Girls was like, they didn't show any singing.
When I saw the little poster thing, I was like, oh, they remade The Color Purple. Okay, sure. Like,
yeah,
you know, like every other movie from the 80s. Why not?
Yeah.
Except Robot Jocks. Anyway.
Shout out Action
never
Boys.
Remake Robot Jocks.
Yeah. Let's see. Pink Stanley, did not know what those two words meant together. I thought it was like a character from a animated show that I wasn't familiar with. But there are Stanley Quencher cups that you can get in pink from Starbucks, exclusively in Starbucks at Target stores. And they are the latest, consumer good to make people act badly to one another.
Yeah.
Like they camp out overnight, you know, build some community. And then once it comes time to actually acquire the Pink Stanleys, people are acting wild.
Yeah. Here's a just a little taste of what it's like out there trying to get a sparkly pink cup.
So these people camped out overnight.
It's a very long order. Everybody's in their gym jams.
Yeah.
It's a long ass line. And people are just loading the fuck up.
Yeah. Like dozens of Pink Stanley mugs.
And then, and you got people jumping over counters.
Yeah, yeah.
Starbucks.
So in this one, people at the front of the line have gotten
you guys,
like there after waiting overnight, and then a guy just jumps over over the counter.
Yeah, it's a mess out here. People really like these cups for whatever reason. I guess because everybody is like resellers or just
yeah.
That's the grind. It's just reselling items that have false scarcity attached to them.
People waited in line forever to get. Yeah. Well, that's a bummer. But to cheer us all up, let's check in with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. who addressed his In-N-Out flub. I'm sure this is a news story everyone was aware of, but he basically said, he like did an Instagram post where he's like, "It's cheat day, brother. I'm gonna get like so much In-N-Out burger, and this is my first time ever eating In-N-Out." And then people pointed out like he's had videos in the past where he's eaten In-N-Out, or like been to In-N-Out, and
he bought In-N-Out
for somebody. But I just like, there's this weird thing where like a type of video, like a genre of video that he releases regularly, it's kind of like the main thing he's known for, is like his cheat day videos where he's like, "Oh man, look at this stack of pancakes as big as the table that they sit on, and just so much all McDonald's, like a hay loft of McDonald's french fries, just I'm gonna eat them all so bad, I better turn this video off while I eat them. Nom nom nom." Yeah, like it's just, he ends the video before he eats them so often.
He leaves the camera on, but it's just facing the ceiling. He just puts his phone down. Yeah.
Pulls a clean fish skeleton from his mouth. I think a lot of people have long suspected that he's lying about his cheat day meals and like not actually eating them, just to like seem like one of the people, which
do you think he actually does have a cheat day?
Probably. And it probably involves like,
I don't think it's In-N-Out though.
Ants on a log or something like that. You know, it's like, "Oh, I've been so bad.
Is he like a fucking anteater?"
No, like, you know, ants on a log, like celery with peanut butter and raisins.
Oh no, I don't know what that is. No, I eat mostly liquid cheese.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And cookies and pizza and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Now this is a white person delicacy. Ants on a log.
Oh. Just
three ingredients, can't fuck it up. But yeah, it's also very popular with young children. It's an easy way to get children to eat vegetables. But yeah, like bodybuilders are always like, you know, raisins are junk food. So that's my nasty little secret. I had like five raisins,
like,
earlier.
It's nature's candy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I think that's probably what his cheat day actually looks like, is like five raisins, and he pays his personal trainer to like chew up peanuts for him.
Feed it to him like a baby bird.
Yeah. It's actually a lot of benefits to him baby birding me. Anyways, those are the big ones. Those are the big stories you missed over the break.
Or at least the ones we could think of.
That's it. We were sitting here being like, something definitely happened.
Something happened.
We know it.
Now, what was that thing?
Yeah. I'm sure plenty of terrible stuff happened, but these are the ones that we talked about today. And we are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Brian, where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Oh, actually, there's a new development here.
New development? They can find you and follow you?
I updated my Twitter.
Uh-oh. Just in time for that platform to start popping off.
Yeah. Because my takes are going to be so fucking spicy, and I want you to get in my mentions and just get in my menchies and get real
get
angry.
Get in there.
Because I'm not going to check him at all. So it's Brian the Editor on Twitter, or whatever it wants to call itself.
That's good branding when you were saying, "I'm Brian the Editor,"
yes,
earlier.
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
Comes full circle. So wow. Yeah, you can find me there, not paying attention, and be as nasty as you like. You know?
Be as nasty as you want to be.
Yeah.
All right. Those are some of the things that are trending. Back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.